Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Shortly after the monthly jobs report came out 12 days ago, President Obama proclaimed that it showed America's economic strength. In the past 2 weeks, both Michigan State economics professor Charles Ballard and MERS News co-owner Kyle Malin said the same thing in interviews with Dave Ackerley on this station. Before making these claims, they should have first read the fine print in the full 200 pages of data that were part of the jobs report. Yes, the headline of the report read plus 223,000 jobs. But from that, you need to subtract the 39,000 jobs reduction for the prior 2 months. Next, you subtract the mythical 213,000 jobs added for the birth-death adjustment. This distortion will be wiped out next February for the January report. After these two corrections, the Bureau of Labor Statistics actually reported a jobs decrease of 29,000 from the prior month. Is this really good economic news? But wait, there's more. The jobs report showed an increase of 437,000 part-time jobs and a decrease of 252,000 full-time jobs. We all know full-time jobs are economically more important than part-time. Also, average hourly earnings for the prior month were revised downward by more than the increase for the latest month. Therefore, this month's jobs report showed lower average hourly earnings than last month's report. How do lower earnings improve the economy? Then there are the ages of workers. Workers aged 55 or older gained 260,000 jobs, while those under age 55 lost thousands of jobs. Obviously, many people who are hoping to retire on their interest income cannot afford to do so any longer. This data contradicts a claim by Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. She says that the reason the labor force participation rate is the lowest it has been since the late 1970s is because of massive baby boomer retirements. Maybe she should have checked with the Bureau of Labor Statistics first before sticking her foot in her mouth. Putting all this together, can any honest person claim that May's non-farm payrolls report indicates an economic recovery? That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.